The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry, but this is Aaron Green sitting in for him today. Well, welcome to the show. Listen, we are talking back to school jamboree. We got a few minutes to hit the headlines before we go downstairs. We go downstairs and we talk to the sponsors and vendors about what's available for students at the back-to-school jamboree. Let me give you the details, because you still got time. The event's just started. It's going to run today, Friday, August the 21st, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're in the Nassau Guardians parking lot, number 4 Carter Street, Oaksfield. That's just off the roundabout. We got back-to-school giveaways, food and drinks, and we've got health screenings. Listen, while supplies last, you must bring your own child because we don't have any supplies of children. I want to run through the sponsors again. Of course, this event is being brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Star, 106.5 FM, 96.9 FM, Printmasters, and Rotary Club of South Ocean. And the sponsors for the event, the Walk-In Clinic, Department of Inland Revenue, Focal, that's Sun Oil Limited, Celestial Treats, Janae's Uniform Center, Snack Attack, Crayola, Beep, and Pediasure, Atos Holdings Limited, Paradise Games, KFC, SLI, it's a beautiful logo, Marco's Pizza, Pedialyte, Special Blend and Roman Meal from your friends at Purity Bakery, Little Caesars, Dasani, Boss, Bahamas Office and School Supplies, Carrie's, Shrimp Shack. Look here, we need to put an ophthalmologist on this because I'm going to need some help with my glasses. The Shrimp Shack, Carrie's Uniform Store, Fabric and Uniform Store, Island Wholesale Limited, the Dalbinus Agency Limited, West Bay Advisors, Kalina, Lowe's Pharmacy Wholesale, and, ooh, I need my glasses, Baker Tilly, Urca, Original Party. How could my belly have forgotten Original Party? Caribbean Bottling Company, LTC, NAL, that's Nassau Agencies Limited, and Sebastian Fort Charlotte. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the sponsors supporting this event. All of the sponsors supporting this event. We're going to run through the headlines in The Guardian briefly. You got a few minutes to call in if you want to call in, and then we're going downstairs to the jamboree. Here's our first headline. My business has been crippled. Bay Street hit with power outages. Many businesses forced to close. Manjit Pawar, the manager and operator of the well-known Indian restaurant Taj Mahal, said yesterday that a power outage in downtown Nassau that lasted well over 24 hours crippled her business. Taj Mahal, located on Parliament Street, was one of many businesses in downtown Nassau that was forced to close its doors prematurely on Wednesday at 3 p.m. and stay closed into Thursday because of a prolonged power outage. Bahamas Power and Light said yesterday the outages, which affected downtown Shirley Street, East Hill Street, and the surrounding areas, was caused by an issue at the East Hill Street substation. Yesterday, shortly before noon, BPL said repairs to restore power to the affected areas were expected to start at 12:30 p.m. and nearly 22 hours after the issue began, and were expected to take 5 to 6 hours to complete. Speaking to the Nassau Guardian at almost 1 p.m. yesterday, at which point the restaurant had already lost business on Wednesday night and Thursday afternoon, Pawar was visibly distraught by the length of the power interruption, which he described as unusual for the area. Quote, we've literally been without power from then until now, Pawar said. We've lost, quote, we've lost reservations, we've lost phone orders, we've lost Craven orders, we've lost customers, period, over this. We've lost revenue. On top of that, we have a lot of perishables. Quote, we have a walk-in freezer, large fridges where everything is stored. We make sauces. It's just really sad what this has all come to. I also read, I think on the Facebook social media pages, they had to turn away a delivery truck because they could not receive perishable goods. Continue in the article. Unstable electricity has plagued New Providence and the Family Islands since the beginning of the summer, leading to unexpected long-lasting outages throughout the country and high frustration from consumers, despite assurances from the government that Bahamas Power and Light would have been ready for the increased energy demand. Just moments before speaking with The Guardian, Taj Mahal had to turn away a delivery truck loaded with refrigerated goods because of the power issues. Pawar said after years of operation, the business now has to budget for a generator to keep electricity flowing in the case of prolonged outages, as she shared that throughout the summer season, power outages have been sporadic. However, the outage that began on Wednesday and bled into Thursday was the worst of it. The story continues to page 6, but it raises two questions for me, right? Do we now need to mandate that businesses, restaurants need to have a generator, a backup power supply for the purpose of maintaining perishable goods or running their systems? And if we are mandating that all new builds, before you could get your business license, you have to show that you have backup power supply, are we prepared to remove duty and VAT from generators? And are we prepared to provide some sort of concession for citizens and incentives for businesses, right? Concessions for citizens, incentives for businesses who not only import a generator, but also they're purchasing fuel to operate said generator. Should businesses get incentives and private residents get concessions? Erin, we love you so much. You deserve a 2-hour show. You truly try to make the Bahamas a better place for your commentary and constructive criticisms. You're an excellent boss. I love when you wear your pretty Bahama Mama dress, Erin, our supermodel. Boy, when you see me pull that dress out of the closet again. Also, thank you. I'm going to tell the raccoons what you said. I'm going to tell them that I'm an excellent boss. And they should recognize that, man. Even though it's people who I don't boss telling you. Thank you so much, Texter. That made my day. But the energy I bring to it, I want you all to know, like, the space that I was brought up in, maybe I teefed the things, you know, maybe people wasn't really putting them out there, but I saw them and I teefed them and made sense of them. I grew up in a space that, I mean, emphasized an appreciation for education, right? But also emphasized voluntarism, and emphasized being a good Christian, right? Being a good Christian. See, it's the journey to find out what a good Christian is yours. And it could take you anywhere, right? Like, it could take you outside of the faith, but not necessarily in a bad way. Imagine there are people who don't identify as Christians, right? Like, I'm not a part of a formal Christian church. I don't identify as Christian. But they'll tell you, the most important lessons I learned was in the church with my experience with Christ. Hearing what people said about Christ and discerning for myself what the message is, right? So I think it's important for us to remember we have the power to change people's lives. And the way that we can do that easily is just by reinforcing a culture of appreciation for education. So, guys, we are taking this break. When you hear from me again, we're going to be downstairs at the Back to School Jamboree. You need to hurry up and get down here. Don't rush. Don't speed. Don't skirt. You know, but make it work. We'll see you soon right after this break. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Attention island game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. Deposit $25 and you are officially in the running for a weekly salary of up to $1,000 a week for a full year. Applications close September 8th. Apply now at theislandgame.com.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9. Guardian Radio AM with T.A. Nuri. Erin Green is on the mic this morning. And we are downstairs at the Jamboree. There's lots of people out here. I'm about to hit the lines and start talking to parents and students and vendors about what they're out here grabbing today. Well, let me start at perhaps maybe one of my favorites. Good morning, Marcos. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Good Marcos morning. We're right here.
What do you have on offer today?
We're waiting for our pizzas to arrive. We didn't want to compromise the quality of the pizza, so we wanted to be here where a lot of kids were here. We're coming at 12, and we have pepperoni, we have sausage, we have meatball, and we have barbecue chicken.
Listen, I had to start here because, of course, everybody knows lunchtime is the best time in school time. There we go. We're back on again. We're going to the
school jamboree.
We're going to the next booth now. RCSO Fruits. Rotary Club of South Ocean. Y'all grew all these fruits out there in South Ocean?
We got the shrimp shop.
Let me know. So listen, you're teaching us how to make a nice snack bag for school. Tell us what you got in these bags today.
We got Marco's Pizza. We got the Rotary Club of South Ocean. Shout out to Marco's Pizza. We got the lowest box over here. We got some drinks. We got some tricks. We got hot dogs.
Absolutely.
We're providing in our giveaway bags a banana, an apple, and an orange. We're trying to teach them the healthy way to sustain themselves throughout the day.
Listen, I love this. A banana, an apple, and an orange. Those are perfect school snacks because they come pre-packaged. The orange comes with its own packaging. You just got to peel it off. I love it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, we know that the Ministry of Agriculture is working on a national crop program, right? So we can better be able to predict what crops will be available. And hopefully, this will lead to a larger resource of local produce to start filling our school snack bags with. Listen, thank you so much, Rotary Club of South Ocean. Good morning, good morning. We've got Lowe's Pharmacy here. Come on, Lowe's Pharmacy. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Tell me what you have inside these giveaway bags today.
So we have a little bit of everything. We have some school supplies such as folder sheets, books, pencil, pen. We also have our toiletry items such as Listerine, our toothbrushes, soaps.
I love it. I love it. Every kid's little snack. See, because if mom is busy getting the other kids ready, you know you got your little toiletries right there. You know exactly what you're supposed to do. If you're running a little late to school because you stopped to play with your friends, sneak in the bathroom and freshen up before you go to class. I love it. Thinking about all of the needs of the student and the parent as they go into school. Thank you very much, Lord. Now, listen, you have any Band-Aids in that pack?
No. Sorry.
Trust me, I plan on skinning up all my knees at lunchtime. I can need some Band-Aids. Thank you so much, Lowe's. I'm coming back to talk to you again. Oh, wow, the kids out here, the parents out here, everybody is having a great time. I go talk to Kalina and find out if they have insurance for big kids like me on the swing and on the playground, but more importantly, what it is they're offering for parents at the start of the school year. Good morning, Kalina. How y'all doing? I'm good, thank you. This is Guardian Radio AM, and I'm here to find out how you're helping parents prepare for back to school.
We're helping parents prepare for back to school to make sure their kids are insured, make sure they're ready for college.
This is what I was saying. I'm going to need some insurance before I get on that swing, before I go down that slide. I can make sure I am covered. But parents, it's also important for that as well. Your kids, you want them to be as free as possible. And you have the assurance that if anything goes wrong, you have the insurance to take care of the problem. Thank you so much, Kalina. I'm going to back. I see you have some calendars here. Listen, I don't know if parents understand how important a calendar is to their student school life, right? And how important a calendar can be to a family full of children who have to go to school, right?
Right.
You got to get yourself a calendar. You got to get a family calendar. You got to put it up in a common space and help the kids stay on track by marking all of the important dates on that calendar. For me, I'm going to have a family calendar, and each student is going to have their own Kalina Hidden Heroes calendar so that they could identify, oh, wait, I got an assignment due here. I got an assignment due here. And a simple calendar could be the first step to a child organizing their school life and parents organizing family life at the start of school. I coming back to teach one of these. Now, tell me about this. You have a, Kalina has an app?
Yes, we have an app.
All right, well, listen.
So this is the QR code for our app right here. So with this, you can access your portal and access all the information you need to know about your policy all in one place.
Looking out for parents. They already got to take care of these children. They got to focus on so much. The app makes it easier to stay connected with my insurance company.
Everything at your fingertips. Everything at your fingertips.
Thank you very much, Kalina. It's a pleasure talking to you. I'm coming back. See if I could get this caricature artist to pull out. You can pull out the best of me or the real of me.
They're the same thing.
I guess so. Thank you very much for that confident boost. Good morning, Department of Inland Revenue. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good, we're good. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. So tell me, how are you guys out here supporting parents and kids going back to school?
Well, you know, we implemented some time ago the VAT back to school holiday. So a lot of school items and clothing items and stuff like that are VAT free for about a four-week period. It started August 5th and it lasts until September 8th.
Okay, now listen, we're busy right now. Give me a website for Department of Inland Revenue so I could find those dates and make sure I have them in my calendar.
Okay, so the website is inlandrevenue.finance.gov.bs. You can also check us on Facebook and Instagram, capital DIR Bahamas. You'll find all of the information. You'll find the list of items on the site. And just go ahead and enjoy the VAT holiday. It's for people. It's not even only for students. It's for parents. It's for businesses to take advantage of. And we're encouraging persons to do just that. Again, it lasts until September 5th.
Okay, so you're saying if I'm a business that sells school supplies, I can also take advantage of the VAT holiday?
Yes. So it's an advantage for businesses because it encourages spending locally instead of persons going away. So you're going to see an influx of persons coming in to buy items. It benefits students, of course, and then any average person that needs office supplies, any business that needs office supplies, if you want to get some tennis, if you want to get hair supplies, with some restrictions in there, of course, but anyone can take advantage of it.
So hold on. This is applicable right now.
Right now.
We just had a conversation about the value and the need for grooming standards in schools. And the government is saying, we're not just going to tell you you need to do it. We're going to facilitate you getting it done by allowing a VAT holiday on limited beauty supplies for students so that they're properly groomed for school.
Yes.
This is awesome.
It is.
Listen, I thought I was coming here to find out how I could claim my children on my taxes. But this is even better. Now tell me, what's in the bag today from Inland Revenue?
We have some notebooks, we have pens, we have pencils, and we have rulers. So come on down to the Guardian, take advantage of the Jamboree, get a bag from us, get a bag from any of the vendors out here. And remember, shop locally. Any and every shop that sells school items and clothing and supplies is participating VAT-free until September 5th.
Absolutely. I want to tell teachers, listen, teachers, come out here. I don't know what you could do. Bring your teacher license. Bring your employment slip from your school and say, listen, I'm trying to build a resource center for my classroom and any extra supplies I could get.
Yes.
Because I know the students are going to be sharing their extras.
Definitely.
And we want to make sure that every student has what they need on the first day to succeed.
Yes.
Thank you, Inland Revenue. I'm going to call this our government praise break.
Yes.
We are so happy for the way that Inland Revenue and the government of the Bahamas is supporting students in this education journey. Thank you so much. Now, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
How you doing?
I am good, thank you.
I just want to meet you. That's all.
You don't have a children here with you?
I wanted to meet my son.
All right.
I just wanted to meet you.
Why, thank you, sir. But let me ask you a question.
Every day.
Thank you.
Every day.
Let me ask you a quick question.
I'm QC Scholar.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you think education is harder for kids now than it was in your day?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, tell me why.
More distractions.
I was about to say, yeah.
Plus, when I went to school, you know, we didn't go to the next grade unless you acquired a 2.0. But now they just passing the children along, whether they can read or write or whatever. So, yeah.
That does make it harder for students. I'm going to say distraction is absolutely the number one thing. And you got people like Aaron Green out here telling students they have rights and they don't have to work too hard like a slave. And I think it's important to also tell students working hard is not a hardship. It's a preparation. Because the harder you work now, the work will be
later
as you grow.
Progress.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to find you when I need to adopt a son for one of these. Some of yours for a few minutes. Thank you so much, sir. Have a wonderful day. Good morning, BTC. How y'all doing? Please tell me, how is BTC supporting students today at the Guardian Back to School Jamboree?
Giving away some bags and...
Okay, listen, but on one of these, you got the Galaxy A07, you got the Galaxy A17 5G. Is that the phone, like when I in class and it's a pop quiz, I could use that phone to call for help? You know, like on the TV competition show? Grammy, do you know the answer to this question? That's the A17 5G. I love it. I love it. In this new age of technology, right? Like, quick to tell children to put the phone down. That's no longer the right response. The right response is make sure you using the phone properly. Make sure you use it to enhance your educational experience. You can't lock it away. You have to make sure that they understand the power of the tool that they have in front of them. I tell parents all the time, whatever it is you find your kids watching on their phone, make them write a book report about it. Show them that the phone has value beyond just entertainment. And it can make education fun and entertaining. But
it can, I agree.
Listen, thank you, BTC, for being out here today. I see you got some bags. Could I take a look at the bag, please? Oh, no, listen, this bag is perfect. You guys got to come out and get a bag. This is the perfect little snack bag for students. You could fit your fruit in here, a water bottle in here, and a little snack drink in there. This is a perfect, perfect snack bag. Plus, you don't want to bring the big, big lunch bag. If I see you with the big, big lunch bag, we're sharing. Pack everything away neatly. Thank you. And it's a cooler bag as well. It's going to retain the temperature of what you put inside it. Thank you very much, BTC, for supporting Young Bahamians' educational journey. Back to talk to you all about my ZTE Blade. Hold on, ladies, why you didn't tell me you have a phone name honor? I'm going to tell my children, listen, you want an honor phone? Get on the honor roll. Come on, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. The 400 Smart, that's me, and the Magic 8 Lite. That's when I ain't trying hard. I put a little magic on it. Thank you, BTC. Thank you very much. Little Caesars. How y'all doing this morning? Listen, Little Caesars has got notebooks. They got a water bottle that look like a Parmesan cheese container. They got snack bags. I love it. Y'all have a giveaway going on? Cousin, tell me about the giveaway. Tell me about the giveaway. What's going on with this little toggly thing here?
Well, this is just what we're giving back to the community, but we are giving away some free slices of our Duo pizza later on in the day, so you can come in, try the Duo sample, and then get a fresh taste of the hot and ready.
Right. So listen, children, I tell you, lunchtime is the best time in school time. Now, you may not be able to get a Little Caesars pizza for lunch. Let me tell you how they thinking of y'all. What's the pizza called again?
The Duo pizza.
What that mean? You get
pepperoni and you get sausage on one side with the Parmesan crust. And then on the other side, you get Italian sauce. You get ham and green peppers with the Italian spice seasoning on the crust. So
Little Caesars keeping friends together. Listen, I don't like but we could still get pizza one time.
Exactly.
Tell me about the four option. That's my favorite.
The four and one option. For the four and one, you have four different tastes of our specialty pizzas that you can come and get at Little Caesars. Throughout the day to our booth, try us 12, get your free samples of the pizzas. And we can of the day, so come by.
Listen, I love it. See, I'm a human rights advocate. Little Caesars say, listen, little Rasta children, you could eat lunch with your other friends. Because we get that vegan, we get that vegetarian right there for you. We love it, we love it, we love it. Listen, tell me about this, how I could get one of these.
What?
Yes, I want one, but anybody else want one.
Man, what? You can get a ring.
What? But I can get on the back of the line?
We making it official today. We making the relationship of ring, get your Little Caesars there, and get a free pizza today. Hot and ready.
Listen, people ask me why I ain't married. Nobody ever made me an offer like that before. Listen, Little Caesars, I'm ready. Okay, I'm coming back. Spring.
Bye.
Thank you so much. The duo.
Well, the four and one, and then we have all of our regular hot and ready pizzas, pepperoni and cheese. Come on down.
Little children, this is an after-school special. You got to get on it. Talk to your parents about it. All right, we're going back through the crowd. I think it's time to talk to some parents. Good morning. How y'all doing? Yes? What have you grabbed so far today?
Cotton candy, a treat bag, and books and a school bag.
Books and a school bag and the treats.
They say Kid Island.
Sir?
They say Kid Island.
Did they say Kid Island? I hope they said Kid Island. Are you from Kid Island?
Yes, ma'am. All us.
All of y'all are from Kid Island? What? Okay, so y'all are in Nassau and getting ready to go back home to Kid Island to start school? Let me ask y'all something. Y'all like Nassau?
So, I like it.
But you ready to get home to Cat Island?
No, I don't like Nassau. I love it.
You love it, boy. I got to find somebody to play Johnny K's new song, Nassau. Now, let me ask Mama a question. The kids are ready to go. They're excited. But here's the question. Do you think school life is harder now than it was when you were in school?
Let's go.
Yes, ma'am.
So,
now, is it harder for the students and the parents or just for the students?
I could answer for the parents, but I can't answer for the students. It's much harder because things more expensive than years ago.
And you want to make sure they have access to everything they need to succeed.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. What about the distractions? What about the distractions?
I done graduated.
Yeah, you already graduated?
On the UB.
What? Congratulations. What are you going to study at UB?
Culinary arts.
I love it. I was getting ready to pass a law that said that every chef in Cat Island need to put their recipes in the book to share with the rest of us because y'all could cook.
Yeah, we could cook. I like a bake.
Okay. Yes, all right. Listen, I'm glad I took the time to talk to you guys. Safe trip back to Cat Island. We're going to miss you in New Providence. But that's okay. Summer break coming back again, and we can see y'all soon. Oh, for Christmas, thank you. All right. Thank you. See you at Christmas. Bye, shorty boy.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much.
Later, boy, cheesy.
Well, and the young people, they get personality. Don't think that they're just drones. And it's our job as adults and parents to make sure that they can channel all of that energy and all of that personality into the most positive places. We're going to keep walking through the crowd, find some more young people and parents to talk to. Yes, sir? Keep talking. Oh, well, I'm on air right now. Give me a second.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. I can find you. I thought I was a teacher just now about to ask me why I'm passing my summer school homework. Ooh, I was scared for a moment. But kids, don't be afraid. Teachers have been preparing for weeks and weeks. Get their classrooms ready. The best experience possible. You go back to school. Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing? A quick question. That's how y'all used to share snacks when y'all was in school? Quietly, without it?
No, nothing.
No. Still in primary.
What? I don't believe that.
The two of y'all look like y'all just graduated from college years ago, man. Do you have kids out here today?
Yeah.
Quick question. Do you think educationally harder for kids than it was when you were in school?
No. Why? Summer, Easter, and Christmas, they get spread. 2 months.
A lot of people say that a model where kids spend more time in school but less time in the school can be effective as well. Nope. But I don't know. I think I enjoyed all of those breaks. In fact, I love national month. I understand. But thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful day. Good morning, young people. How y'all doing? Okay, then. No problem. We are walking. We're looking at, woo, let's to these guys. Good morning. We're at the Nassau Guardian booth. Nassau Guardian is giving out bags as well. Wonderful backpack, strong, durable. Pardon me, ma'am, how you doing? Good stuff. You have your kids with you here today?
I get them.
That's no problem. You could adopt me. Yeah, I can let them know. Here's a quick question. Was education harder today for our kids than it was for you when you were younger?
I mean, it's a little harder because they're not listening. Some of them listen, some don't listen.
Yeah. And I think not quite yet, but there's so many distractions.
Them tablets.
I think it's about...
But some of them, they're a twin, yeah. And they're right. They using their head.
Yeah.
And then some again, they just doing other dumbness.
Yeah. It's important for us to focus.
Focus, that's the way.
Yeah. So I always put the blame on us, the adults. Right. It may be harder for us. Good morning, Guardian. What do we have in these bags today? I got you. Pencils, pens, school supplies in the bags. Awesome stuff. Hi, guys, you can hear the music. Everybody's having a good time. It's a bit difficult talking to people, but the supplies are here. Get here, supply class, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. all day. We'll be here. Little Caesars, Inland Revenue, Kalina, BTC, Marcos, The Shrimp Shack, Halib Orange, Rotary Club of South Ocean. We have tons of vendors, tons of goods, and tons of kids and parents out having a great time. Good morning, ladies. I'm on air, and I'm looking for people I could ask questions to. Here's a question I want to ask. Do you think it's more difficult for students today to focus on education than it was 20 years ago or 40 years ago?
It's too many distractions, too many games and stuff. It's very, very difficult for them to focus on their education.
There's just so much to see in the world, and everything is on their phone all the time for them to see it. Do you think we should take the phone, center it, but ensure that young kids are using it for educational purposes? Like, I want a child right now, so every time they show me a video, I could tell them, write a book report on it, and let's talk about it. Absolutely. I think it would work, and I think that children will learn the value of the phone and the potential not to just make money, but to create new things if we treat the phone differently.
They do it differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They treat it the way they want to treat it. What they want to get into the games and stuff.
All right, but we're gonna do that. We're gonna change that. There are some great games that actually have a result at the end. So they're just playing a game, but there's a real result, like you're helping communities because you've generated enough tokens that could be turned into cash. And I think we have enough talent here to develop the same games for Bahamians. Anyway, I'm gonna see if I could get some of these children to answer questions before school starts. I heard the students' union tell them you don't have to answer no questions when school closes. So I can see if I could get them to answer some questions. Yes. Good morning, kids. How y'all doing? Y'all all right? Okay, I could ask you all a question before school start. What was your favorite part of summer? The beach? The not having to go to school all on? Hey, talk to me. I got you. Okay, we had a little break right there. The kids was looking at me dead hard, and I realized that they ain't ready to go back to school. So, did you guys do beach? Did you do any camping? Did you hang out with your cousins this summer?
We did beach.
Y'all went to the beach? Y'all went to the beach plenty? Did you get to go to the beach enough? Did you see any stingrays or sharks in the water?
Yeah.
Did? What did you say to the shark when you saw the shark?
Nothing.
Good. Don't talk to them. They about their business. And you be about yours. Head in the opposite direction when you see a shark in the water. The kids out here, they've enjoyed their summer, but they told me, listen, our union told us we don't have to answer any questions till school starts. So you guys have a great day. We're going to keep walking the grounds. I'm looking for parents and students. See if they're having a good time. Good morning, Mama. How you doing? Quick question for you. Do you think school was harder when you were younger, or is it harder now for the kids?
Harder now for the kids. Back then, it used to be everything free from the government, but now you got to pay for everything.
Well, there is that. But the things have increased. Do you think your kids understand the difference? All right. But they got time. It's their time to just live. Thank you very much, Mama. You going to a break? All right, guys. It's time for us to go to a break. We're going to take a break. And after the break, we're going to continue our walkthrough of the Nassau Guardian Back to School Jamboree at number 4 Carter Street. Come on down. We're here from 11 to 3 p.m. We'll be right back.
Savage got Nightbugs, Henry and Eddie got Dream Nickel. Slam bam bam, slam bam bam. Put it together and away we all go. For the best lunch you won't know. Slam bam bam, slam bam bam, slam bam.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive, in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Back to school is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group, informing, entertaining, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Slam bam bam, down Market Street and straight to the bakery. Slam bam bam, slam bam bam, we got to be the first on the line or we don't get served till next lunchtime. Oh, slam bam bam, slam bam bam, slam bam.
Good morning and welcome back to Body AM with C.A. Newry. We are out at, we are at the Back to School Jamboree. I think I found my favorite vendor so far. It's the walk-in clinic. Now, they don't know what I'm going to ask them, but it's very simple. They're out here giving health screenings, and I want to know if you have a patch or a pill that could bring my blood pressure down. When the child comes to me at 9 p.m. at night talking about, Mommy, we have to go to the mall, I forget I have homework for tomorrow.
Well, on site, no, we don't have that. But you visit any one of our locations, and I'm sure we'll be able to assist you.
Absolutely. You help me bring my pressure down. Tell me, what do the health screenings involve today? Like, just a basic.
No problem. So we have pressure check and also glucose check. Yes.
Parents, this is very important.
Yes. So if you're here, we're not in the open, but we're under the tent right next to the door. Come and get your pressure check. Come get your sugar check.
Now, are these checks for kids as well or just for adults?
Both kids and adults.
Listen, I think this is a good idea. Get your kids' pressure checked before school starts. Get a baseline, right? And like, if you think your kid is acting out of sorts or stressed or anxious, then you go back to the clinic, get another test so you could make a comparison and you could say to them, hey, I ain't being mean, I ain't being disgusting, I can tell there's a difference in your energy. Right. And I want you to know, care for you. Right. And we're going to figure this out. I love it. Get the kids in the screenings as well.
If you don't get us there, we have three locations. We have our Collins Avenue location. We have our Mall location. We have our Carmichael location.
Absolutely. Now, to the most important question, what's in the bag?
So we have a little treat, more like for the parents. We have a little goodie bag with water bottles, a stress ball, hand sanitizer, and pen.
What do you mean more for the parents? Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. No, no. Miss, you don't think children need a ball? That's what they need, a stress ball. Because we're not, when teachers are admonishing you, they're not telling you you can't have your feelings. Right. What they're telling you is that you have to moderate your feelings. You have to regulate them because this is not the place for pure expression of emotion. But look here, grab that stress ball and start squeezing. Yes, the boy smack you in the back of your head. Yes, rulers, you can't hit him back. Grab the stress ball until we go and have a formal meeting with the guidance counselor and the teacher. Oh, no, and the water bottle? You know how many children go into school with water in a plastic bag this year because they lose every water bottle? Every water bottle helps. These are all tools for mamas, daddas, and kids. We love it. We appreciate it. And I just want to make sure that people know the value of what it is they're receiving today and the ways that they could use them. What? And kids, they're not for parking. It's a stress, but that's not the way you get rid of your stress. But really try it, squeeze it, and teach your kids to use it. Listen, thank you very much, walk-in clinic. I coming in. The people keep saying I'm sweet. I tell them I must have diabetes because I'm miserable. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Bye.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Good morning, guys. How you doing? All right. So if you come and you're looking for bags, you walk the entire lot. There are 2, 3, 4, 5 booths that are giving away bags. So hit every booth. We've got Kalina. We've got Little Caesars. We've got BTC. We've got the Guardian Group. Lowe's. Most of the booths have bags. No, you don't have to sign anything. You just walk on down and join the line and fill your baggie up. Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful day. Just join the line right there. Come on. In fact, I need a parent. You can't come without a child, but I need a parent so I can get my bag. So we're going to start here at this booth. We're going to start here. And then you, there you go. And then you're going to walk straight through the event. Great to meet you. All right. Like I say, the kids are lined up patiently, good manners, everybody behaves themselves. But you can't talk to them because they say the student union says they don't have to answer questions until the school year starts. We're back at Marco's. And if you're here to sample the Marco's pizza, the pizzas are going to be out and ready at 12 o'clock. Listen, organize not just your kids' school life, but your kids' after-school life, right? Let them know. We don't have much time between school and home, so I'm going to need you to know what it is you want and know what it is you're going to eat and just get it going. Thank you, Marco's Pizza, for being out here today. I'm going to go butterize some other people, see if I could get me a good goodie bag to start the school year. Good morning. How you doing, guys? Good morning, Halib Orange. I'm good, thank you. You putting together the vitamin pack? Listen. Hold on.
I said the vitamins are vegan-based. The gelatin is vegan, so it's healthy to eat on empty stomach. Yeah. And it's a multivitamin. We got vitamin C. We got calcium for teeth and bones. So it's good for the kids to get their vitamins in. And it's a gummy baseline. So, you know, kids are healthy.
There are lots of kids in front here. They're watching you put together the little vitamin packs. And I just want to let them know, when we were little kids, they used to make us drink Saracen straight out the pot. No sour, no salt. They used to make us drink neem oil and bitters and cod liver oil as our vitamins. But today, they're formulating everything you need in a tasty vitamin gummy. So,
with cod liver
oil. With the cod liver oil, and it tastes good this time. So remember to take your vitamins every day so you could start your school day right way. Good morning. Good morning. Excuse me, ma'am. I see you wearing an Aquinas celebrating a culture of excellence. Yeah. I love this T-shirt. Now, let me ask you, are you a graduate? Or are you going back for grade 10 or grade 11?
Grade 12.
Are you getting ready to graduate?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. So tell me, what you going to do with your calendars?
Plan.
Good. Put all your important exam dates in it. Put all your important assignment dates in it. And more importantly, put all your school break dates in it so you could prepare for your little school break.
Yeah.
So let me ask you another question. You're going into grade 12. Have you thought about what you want to do as a career?
Yes, ma'am. I'm taking a business major and nursing major. Yes, ma'am. So I'll be an entrepreneur at the same time taking nursing classes.
And you could be like a travel nurse.
Yes,
if you could,
ma'am,
manage your Johnny farm. You don't think Chicchani's need nurses too?
I'm not sure. Do they?
Yes, they do. But they have veterinarians because they're more in the island world. Oh, that's awesome. Both nursing and business. Not just two streams of sort of income, but the business will definitely help in your nursing career.
Yes,
thank you. What flavor cotton candy is that?
Pink.
Pink? Yeah, it is pink. That's probably the flavor too. I agree with you. Anyway, you guys getting ready to start school? You ready for a good time?
Yay.
There you go. That's all the energy I need from you right now. You guys have a great day. Make sure to take your vitamins and make sure get lots of sleep. Lots of sleep. You could ask.
It's pink.
My little friends say, Miss, you didn't know what flavor this is. It's pink. Thank you very much, okay? Have a wonderful day. All right, guys, we are at the end of this broadcast, but we are not at the end of this day. The Back to School Jamboree is going to be live and kicking until 3 p.m. or until supplies last. So don't wait. Hurry up. Get down. Walk through the gate. Start at the beginning. Get your stamp. And then walk the booths and have a wonderful time. Don't forget, you need to bring a child with you to receive the goods. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. You guys have a great day, but more importantly, stay tuned, even in your car, as you drive in down here. We hope to see you soon. Have a great day.
Ronnie got 6 foot flash and Johnny got 2 shillings.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.